Praise the Lord. Title of the message today is Ask for the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. I believe that what the Lord would speak to us today is very important in our lives. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, Jesus said, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? We need the Holy Spirit. We need the person. We need the presence. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. How often do you ask for the Holy Spirit? Because the Lord does not want us to pass lightly over this verse. There's a necessity. There is demand in our life. Jesus said, ask for the Holy Spirit. Your heavenly Father wants to give you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has some wonderful, wonderful benefits and promises and provisions for our lives. And we're going to look at a few of those today. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No one who is a consistent interpreter of the Scriptures cannot help but hold to the doctrine of the Trinity, the triunity of the Godhead, or the triune Godhead, God manifested in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have a strong relationship to the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, ask for the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Word of God, there's much scripture that backs up the fact of the Trinity. Right in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man. And one of the words for God, Elohim, has the plural ending, the I am in the English. Elohim is a plural ending for God. We find the thrice repeated, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And there are many other scriptures that support the triunity of God, God manifest in three persons. When Jesus was baptized at the River Jordan, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, and the heavens were opened, and the voice was heard, the Father saying, this is my beloved Son, a Father in heaven, a Son on earth, and the power of the Holy Spirit upon him. Jesus said in Matthew 28, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then we have the apostolic benediction in 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God manifest in three persons. And the person of the Holy Spirit, personal, powerful, the pure Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I want you to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit? How many this morning want the Holy Spirit? You want the power. You want the presence. You want a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit. Even while I'm preaching the word this morning, begin to ask for the Holy Spirit. Maybe you haven't asked for the Holy Spirit for a while or for a long time. It's not in your vocabulary. It's not in your request before the Lord. This morning, begin to ask right now, Father, give me the Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit. Pour the Holy Spirit out in abundance on my life. John 14 and verse 16. John 14 and verse 16. Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter that he may abide, dwell with you forever. Jesus was a comforter. The Greek word parakletos or paraclete, as we say, an advocate, an intercessor, a companion, a friend, a standby. Jesus said, I'm going to give you another comforter. Just as Jesus was real among his disciples and among the people when he was on earth, They saw his works. They heard his words. He led and directed them. Jesus said, I'm going to give you another comforter as real as I am in your midst. As real as I am. He's going to be invisible. I was visible. The comforter is going to be invisible, but he is going to be as real a person as I am in your midst in his ministry on earth. The Holy Spirit is real. He's invisible, but he's real. He speaks to us. He's a companion. He's a friend. He's a teacher. He's a guide. Ask that you might have the Holy Spirit. Number one today, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. If you're anointed of the Holy Spirit, you will be led into the truth of God, into his word. So John 14, 16 to 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know the Holy Spirit, for he dwells with you and shall be in you, the Spirit of truth. Then John 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, came on the day of Pentecost, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but so whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Jesus said, the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. What is truth? Jesus said, sanctify your disciples, Father, through your truth. Then he said, your word is truth. John 17, 17, your word is truth. The Bible defines itself. When it says the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into all truth, he is going to lead us into the doctrines. He's going to lead us into the practices, the habits, the character, the duties of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us into all truth, into a full understanding of the Word of God. If the Holy Spirit is active in your life, my life, we will have a desire, we will have a hunger for the Word of God. We will want to know the Word, search the Word, be in the house of God under teaching and preaching. If the Holy Spirit is active, we have a desire to be filled with the Word of God and to know the Word of God. Little hunger means little Holy Spirit. If there's little hunger in your life for the Word of God today and the teachings of the Bible, it's because there is little Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus said, ask for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into truth. If you begin to ask for the Holy Spirit today, call out for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you will begin to develop a hunger for the Word of God. There will be a passion for the Word. You'll desire to know the Word, to memorize the Word, to walk in the power of the Word. We must ask for the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead us into all truth. Psalm 138 and verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For you have magnified your word above your name. That's how important the Word of God is. God has magnified his word above his name. And the Holy Spirit is honoring the Word of God and wants to lead us into a full understanding of the Word of God for our Christian life. Among men, men often honor their name above their word. They want to be respected. They want to be well thought of. And sometimes, even in certain situations, if they have to violate or compromise some of their principles or some of their covenants, they will, as long as they can look good in the eyes of everyone, keep a high reputation, keep a high name. But God doesn't do that. God says, I will put my word above my name. So that only when my word is honored can my name be held in honor and reputation. And if God's word is not upheld, then his name goes with it. But wherever God's word is recognized, where it's preached, where it's upheld properly, there is a proper honoring of the name of the Lord as well. God has magnified his word above his name. That is how high the word is in the estimation of the eternal God. Then Psalm 119, 72, the law of your mouth, your word is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Now thank God for thousands of gold and silver. But there's something better. We thank God for financial provision. We thank him for occupation and jobs. We thank him for the silver and gold of this life and for a proper kingdom prosperity in which to spend the finances of earth. But there is something more important than gold and silver, all the possessions, all the lifestyle and blessing that God can give a person, and that is the word of God. It is more precious. It is more valuable. And the Bible says that this word of the Lord is to be in our hearts as a mighty treasure, that we would long after the words of the Lord beyond anything else. Your word, O Lord, your word is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Is there anything more important to you today than the knowledge of the Lord? The knowledge of the Lord, the truth of God, the law of God. Nothing more important in all the earth than to know and understand the word of the living God. Psalm 19, in verses 7 to 13, the law of the Lord is perfect. We can substitute the word of God in all these phrases, is perfect, converting the soul. The word of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The word of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments or the principles of the word of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Now notice the shift. He's talking about the great word of God, of its power to cleanse and renew and strengthen and lead. Then he says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Not only actions, not only thoughts. Cleanse me from secret thoughts. My motivations, the hidden things of my heart, things that are in my subconscious. Lord, I can only plumb the depths of my heart so far. You go deeper by your word. Show me my motivations. Show me the real intent of my heart. Not just what people see or what they hear. Go down deep and deal with the innermost motivations of my spirit, of my surrender to you. Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Or I run ahead of you. I do things that are not of your surrender. Let them not have dominion over me. How important it is for us to have the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in the word. Because the word of God, as David says, will cleanse us even from secret faults. As we long for the Holy Spirit, as we long for the Word of God, God goes beyond the outward, goes beyond the physical aspects, goes beyond even the thoughts and emotions of our life. He goes down into the deep recesses of our life and deals with things that need to be dealt with. None of us know ourselves fully, but the Holy Spirit does. And Hebrews 4:12 says, this word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. And it will go down and divide between soul and spirit. It'll go to the joints and the marrow of our body even. And it will go down and be a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. The thought and the intent, that's where the word of God has to go. Lord, cleanse me from secret faults. Lord, let your word by the Holy Spirit go so deep into me that there's not one aspect of my life untouched. Things that are inside of me that cause me to react in certain ways. Things in my subconscious that cause certain behaviors and cause me to fret and fume in life. Lord, go down deep into me. Cleanse me from secret faults. Then I will be innocent from the great transgression Oh, we must ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Word of God to come upon our life. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's the Spirit of truth. The Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 2:13, he said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Says we teach things that the Holy Spirit teaches, not with man's wisdom. Now we thank God for man's wisdom. Man's wisdom is important. Man's wisdom to lead us and guide us in this life, occupations and education and all the duties and responsibilities of life. Man's wisdom is taught to us. But the Apostle Paul said, we're not teaching man's wisdom, even though that has its place. He says, we are teaching things which the Holy Spirit teaches. Which the Holy Spirit teaches. We need the teaching of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who leads us and guides us into all truth. Ask for the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into the truth of God. So even while we're under the preaching of the Word, we are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, aren't we? While we're reading the Bible, we're listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit. He's going to speak. He's going to lead us. We need to be taught of the Lord. We cannot be taught simply by man because that only goes so far. We must be taught by the Holy Spirit of God. There are a couple interesting verses in 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 and 27. The Apostle John said, but ye have an unction, an anointing, an oil from the Holy Spirit, and you know all things. You have an anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your life, and what? You know all things, because the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us into all truth. Every aspect of Christian doctrine and duty, family, character, worship, prayer, it doesn't matter what you can think of right now. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you into the truth of God in that area so your life can be free. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The more I receive the Holy Spirit, the more the Word of God becomes active in my life, the freer I am, the more liberty I walk in, the more I am released from the yoke of bondage of human struggle and human-mindedness. It's the Holy Spirit. He's teaching us. And then we have verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing, that Holy Spirit presence, teaches you all things and is truth, even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. This scripture is not doing away with teachers. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. There are teachers in the church. There are teachers in society, the educational systems, to teach many occupations and manners of life that are important to a culture and society. There are teachers in the home. Parents, teach your children well. What this verse is saying is that the teaching in all of our lives must go beyond the level of man's input into us. That the Holy Spirit wants to take what we are listening to under the Word of God and begin to work that deep into our life. That we are actually taught by the Holy Spirit. Because if man teaches us, it only goes so far. It's information, it may stir us, it may do some change in us. But when the Holy Spirit is able to take the words that are taught us and work them down into our spirit, we have an anointing. And we're taught by the Holy Spirit himself, and the words are written on our heart. No matter what area of life, our purity, our homes, our character, our worship, our church life, the Holy Spirit has written his word on our hearts. David said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Psalm 119, verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers. David was in the house of God under the teaching Levites and teaching priests. He was receiving the word of God, the lectures that came at the public assemblies, the word of God taught and preached. But he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. You know why? Because as they were preaching, he was putting down those words in his heart, and the Holy Spirit was teaching him, and he was getting new insight, and those words were enlarging for his own life. And revelation was coming by the Holy Spirit. Isn't it beautiful sometimes when you're under the preaching of the word and a scripture or a thought comes forth? A God thought comes forth by the Holy Spirit. It lands in your heart, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit begins to take that word and enlarge it. You say, wow, I have more understanding than my pastor this morning. The Holy Spirit has given me extra on this verse, extra on this revelation. That's how it is when we're taught by the Holy Spirit. Today, I encourage you, ask for the Holy Spirit. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? The Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit wants to take you into this book until it becomes a living fire in your heart. The words are memorized. The words are coming up in your spirit. When temptation comes, when your own reasoning comes to your mind, there's always a word of God that comes up from your heart to deal and guide in every situation that you face. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Number two today, the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. John 14, 16 to 18, and I will pray the Father that, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, Jesus said. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I will come to you. Jesus said, I will come to you in the person of the Holy Spirit. It's actually me coming through the Holy Spirit. I will come to you so that when we hear the word of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is speaking in our hearts, it's actually Jesus speaking to you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is speaking, but it's Jesus' word that's coming to you. He's the one who leads and guides his sheep. My sheep know my voice. It's actually Jesus who's speaking through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it beautiful? The manner of the Holy Spirit, how he silently steps back almost and lets Jesus be glorified in everything in our lives. John 15, 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit is always putting the emphasis, the importance, the spotlight on Jesus Christ in our lives. And then John 16, 13 to 15, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. You can tell when a ministry is of the Lord, it doesn't talk about itself. It puts honor on Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, it says, will not speak of himself. He doesn't. He puts honor on Jesus Christ, but it also means he won't speak from himself, from his own authority. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Spirit is listening to the voice of Jesus. And then down inside of us, he speaks the word of Jesus. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Jesus said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. How beautiful. The Holy Spirit takes the things of Jesus who is at the right hand in the heavens, and the Holy Spirit ministers them out and multiplies them out to the thousands and millions of saints upon the earth. What a miracle. Jesus said, it is advantageous, it's necessary, it's to your advantage that I go away. Because if I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was on earth, he could only be in one situation at a time. The disciples about him, the crowds, a few thousand people sharing the gospel. And when Jesus left, Jesus was gone and they stood alone. But Jesus said, when I send the Holy Spirit, it's like I'm going to be present all the time, everywhere, in all my people. And I will be speaking and I will be leading. I will be ministering to them because the Holy Spirit is multiplied out into the millions of believers that are upon the earth. He will glorify me, Jesus said. You can tell if the Holy Spirit is active in your life because you will have a desire to glorify Jesus. Nothing more that you want, that he would be honored in your life, that he would be served. When the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you want to worship because that's the way we glorify the Lord. Whoso offers praise glorifies me. When the Holy Spirit is active, you want to pour out celebration and dancing and rejoicing. You lift your hands, you shout unto God. When the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you're in the prayer room. You want to pray because you're glorifying the Lord in your prayers. You're ministering to him. You're blessing him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Listen, if it's difficult for you to get to the house of God, you're unmotivated, there's sluggishness in your spirit, this morning begin to ask for the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit gets active in your heart, you will want to glorify Jesus. You'll want to enter the house of God with thanksgiving. You want to enter his courts with praise. You can't wait to get to the holy mountain of the Lord, the public assembly to magnify the Lord and worship him. When the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you want to glorify Jesus in your words. You guard your speech. Your attitude, your character, how you conduct yourself, the reputation of the Lord in your life. When the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you want to glorify the Lord in your home. You speak about the Lord. You worship the Lord in your home. You have music that blesses the Lord and creates an atmosphere of the presence of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I ask for the Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit that I may glorify Jesus, give him his honor, give him everything that is due unto him. And number three today, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you things to come. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He'll even bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. See, what happens with us sometimes is the Lord has spoken things to us in our childhood, in our younger years, even in our adulthood. The Lord has put dream and prophecy and prophetic word into us, and sometimes we forget it. Sometimes it's back in the memory bank somewhere, and we haven't even recalled it for a long time. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, as we're asking for the Holy Spirit, he'll remind us of things we've said. He'll remind us of things he's promised us. He'll remind us of his word, and we are able to step into the things that he is now trying to show us. John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. But for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Whatever he shall hear, that will he speak. The Holy Spirit has his ear tuned to heaven right now, because there are times when Jesus says certain things to you and me. And the Holy Spirit will show us what? He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. There are things the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us. He wants to lead us on. We're walking a path of the righteous, and we need new communication from the Lord. We need fresh revelation. We need the Lord to speak some new things in our life, and he wants to. If we ask for the Holy Spirit, we're going to hear a word that proceeds into our future. Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. I love when the revelation comes. The things that God reveals, they are our inheritance and our children's forever, that we may do the word of God. But there are secret things. What are the secret things of the Lord? Those are the things he has not yet revealed to you. The secret things belong to God. The things he's going to do in this church, in this ministry, through our lives, in the future, those are secret things. They belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed, we step into them by the inheritance of the Lord. God has some secret things. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit is going to show you things to come. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal those secrets and lead your life out in prosperity and blessing and fulfillment before the Lord. Psalm 25 and verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The marginal says the secret counsel of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. There are secret counsels in the Lord. And if we ask for the Holy Spirit will get involved and activate the secrets of the Lord in our life. The secret of the Lord is God's unfolding future for you. We all love Jeremiah 29, 11. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future, expectation and fulfillment. God says, I have plans for you, but don't stop there. It continues on. Then you will call upon me and I will answer you. And I will be found of you when you seek me with all your heart. Sometimes we're quoting the promise there, but we don't continue on to the requirement of that. So we know the Lord has plans for us, and now we have to ask, if you seek for me with all your heart, I will bring those plans into being, the Lord says. It's important for us to ask for the Holy Spirit because there's a revelation of God that comes. Here's Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What are the former things or the things of old? Those are the things God has already revealed and done and established in our lives. But it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. God has revealed some wonderful things. God has done some former things in all of us. But he wants us to stand on our tiptoes of expectation of what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Because there are fresh and new things the Lord wants to do in our lives. Isaiah 45, 11, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. Lord, what is it that you want to do in your sons and daughters? What is it that you want to do in my life? Lord, I begin to ask you of things to come. Lord, those things that are still secret, those things that have been not yet revealed, I want to understand. And concerning the work of my hands, command ye me, the Lord says. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not. There are things right now we do not know. We do not know where the Lord is leading us. We do not know the fulfillment he wants to bring. But he says, call on me, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Then we have the testimony of the Apostle Paul. As he received the word of the Lord at his conversion, but now he's writing many, many years later, probably 30 years later. But he said, rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of those things which you have seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto you. Paul had a great call. Paul had a great direction on his life. But the Lord said to him, there are things that I have revealed that you will walk in and you know the path of your feet. But he said, there are many things, Paul, as you make your way down the journey of life, there are many things that have not yet been revealed. There are many things in which I will yet appear unto you. The Holy Spirit leading and guiding him. Ask for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit wants to show you things to come. Now let's close out with 1 Corinthians 14. I trust this morning that you will begin to ask for the Holy Spirit in a fresh new way in your life. Holy Spirit, I ask for you. Heavenly Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you into all truth. Separate all your motivations that are ungodly so you can walk in liberty. The Holy Spirit wants to glorify Jesus in your life in all ways. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you into the future with joy, open doors, and cause you to walk in his presence. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Paul is exhorting here concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit, supernatural utterance, the evidence of speaking in other tongues. He says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks unto God. No man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit, he's speaking mysteries. The Weymouth translation says, divine secrets. When we are speaking in other tongues, we are speaking divine secrets. Those things which have not yet been revealed in our lives. But already our spirit is speaking them. It grieves us that some today, and has always been, have diminished the baptism in the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues. Some have eliminated it from the churches, from Christian experience, as even being necessary or that beneficial. Many of the men who are the scholars who write the commentaries have no experience with the baptism of the Spirit and speaking in other tongues, nor the gift of prophecy, nor prophecy in general, but they are interpreting what these things are. It's a little dubious, isn't it? I think people who have experienced the Word in its areas, they should be the ones that are interpreting and commenting and giving understanding to the Word. Because sometimes if our experience is low, we try and pull the Word down to the level of our experience. Because then we can explain it within our experience. But the Bible is high, and we are to bring our experience up to the Word of God. And when the Bible says, as Jesus said, as John the Baptist said, there's one coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, then I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. I want a personal Pentecost where the Holy Spirit comes upon my life in such a way that out of my innermost being begins to flow rivers of living water, and I begin to speak with other tongues, supernatural tongues, as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance. Not the utterance of myself, the utterance of the Spirit. There's a flow of language that comes from the Holy Spirit. And in that, the Bible says, I'm speaking divine secrets, things I don't yet understand or know. Verse 3, but he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He builds himself up. What is going on in that tongue speaking? There's some construction going on. An edifice is being raised up. There's some building going on in my life that I may not yet understand, but I'm speaking divine secrets that are going to be revealed. He that prophesies edifies the church. I would you that you all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. Prophesying is the giving of the God thought. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except ye interpret that the church may receive edifying. And then look at verse 13. Wherefore let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Let him that speaks in an unknown tongue, hear me this morning, pray that he may interpret. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He's speaking divine secrets. He's speaking things that have not yet been revealed. He's prophesying into his future. The Bible says, pray that you might interpret. I believe the Lord wants us to move into the fulfillment of what we speak in other tongues. And that if we pray that we might have interpretation. Sometimes when you're speaking in tongues, it's like the Holy Spirit lets you know exactly what you're praying and what you are saying to the Lord, because there's such a witness. But speaking in tongues is the key to revelation. It's the key to information. It's the key to direction in our lives. It's the key to prophetic preaching. Because when we speak in other tongues, we're speaking divine secrets. And then we're praying, Lord, now reveal them. And as we speak in tongues and move into that language of the Holy Spirit, our future will unfold in the will of God. We'll step out into the things the Holy Spirit yet wants to reveal to us. Let's stand together this morning. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has a wonderful plan for our life and future of fulfillment. This morning as we close out, let's ask for the Holy Spirit. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit. Let's obey what Jesus said. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Holy Spirit, we need You. Father, pour out the Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will come into your life, give you a desire for the Word of God. The Word of God will begin to burn with fire. It'll be a living Word. You'll find the Word of God coming to pass and being obeyed in your life as you ask for the Holy Spirit. You'll find you'll begin to long to glorify Jesus. Want to be in the house of God, to magnify the Lord, to lift up Jesus in our city, lift up Jesus in our nation. I want to glorify Jesus in my language, in my words, in my conversation, everything I do. I want to glorify Jesus in my home. What is happening to me? It's the power of the Holy Spirit, because you've been asking for the Holy Spirit in your life. And then that He might show us things to come. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit so He'll begin to reveal to me things I do not yet know, giftings and callings and opportunities and doors that are yet to open, but I will step into them as the Holy Spirit is in work in my life. Hallelujah. Come to the worship time. If you're here this morning and you feel you want to respond to the Word and come to the altar and for a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, slip out from where you are. Just say, I need to be filled afresh. I feel a little empty. I feel a little dry. I need the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to come and ask the Heavenly Father this morning. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come into my life in a fresh way. Continually filled, continually filled. All of us need the fresh supply of the Holy Spirit this morning. We need the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's ask this morning as we close out in song. Put a desperate cry before the Lord in your worship as we close out the service today.